Welcome back to Popular Podcasts. My name is Jonathan, and today I'm joined with
Timmy
and
Andy.
And today we're going to be talking about the college admissions scandal. Andy, could you please explain what happened last month?
It was these wealthy parents who paid big money. Like I know Lori Loughlin, Fuller House, paid $500,000 to get her daughter into the get her $2 into North Carolina. So they seemed smart. So what they did was rich people used their money to make their kids who did not have good SSAT scores or – no, not SSAT scores, SAT scores and or good enough
grades
or the correct grades or qualifications to meet the North Carolina standard. So they just decided they were going to pay money. And for some other people, they paid up to $25 million to do this
just stuff. To get their kids into college?
Just to get their kids into college. Nah. And some people paid the coaches
of the sports teams.
Yeah, the sports teams like $6 million just to make it so their son looks like.
Would it make it so that their kid would be on the team?
No, they wouldn't even be on the team. They just just say that they have like a scholarship.
Oh, so they could get like an athletic scholarship.
Yes, yes, that's what.
So they're like bribing the colleges and some of the coaches.
Yes, pretty much.
Timmy. Do you know how long this has been going on?
I think
since March.
Well, I mean, it has been going on for like a long time.
Yeah, at the beginning of March, I think.
Well, the most recent was 2007, and
the like first time.
Yeah, first time.
Like they know it occurred.
Which is just like just flabbergasting that.
Mm-hmm.
They're just
that they've been doing it for
yeah,
this
yeah.
long and no one caught them.
Yeah, and
until
I feel like people definitely have caught them,
it was, yeah,
but they just haven't addressed
like,
the fact that
they probably even like possibly bribed them too.
Yeah, I'm guessing that because they were such big names, people found out, but they just didn't want them to go to jail because it was probably one of their maybe favorite movie stars or something. Like
and
that.
Who says they're gonna believe them
yeah.
if people tell if
yes.
they're such big names?
Yeah.
I heard that Yale, Stanford, Georgetown, Boston University, Northeastern University, UCLA, USC, and the University of Texas all were involved in the scandal. Like,
that's shocking.
Those are like
Yale?
Some big schools.
Like, why does Yale need
especially
any more
especially Stanford
money?
Also.
Yeah, yeah. Like, why does Yale need any more money? Like, they pay so much for you just to get into there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like already a bunch of people are going there.
I think it's funny how there's no Harvard on that list because I just feel like I just think it's funny because like,
be
they're not even
if,
trying.
Yeah,
like they know that if I feel like
they know
if Harvard if they try to get into Harvard by paying, they would just be immediately shut down and reported.
Yeah. Do you know any specific names of people who have done it?
Well, as Andy said, Lori Loughlin, she was one of the biggest names that did it. Well, she paid $500,000.
Also,
do
you know Felicity Huffman?
Yep,
she was involved. She's the actress on Desperate Housewives, and she paid for her kids to go to college. So did, well, as you said, Lori Loughlin. But many,
Didn't her husband also, he's I remember, one of their husbands was, a big billionaire.
Oh, Lori Loughlin?
Yeah,
he has, a clothing line that's sold in Target.
Yeah,
they have they're billionaires.
Yeah,
not just because of his wife's income, but also his from his
clothing line.
Yeah,
yeah. I heard that he was I read something where they went to their house and they found him. So the FBI arrested him and put him in jail. But she was off going to grocery, so they didn't capture her.
Oh, really?
So when she got home, she was, starting to freak out.
Yeah, and another one was, this isn't a big name, but he was just a sailing coach, John Vandermeer, and he just got fired because he was a part of it. He was trying to bribe colleges to accept one of his students. And a water polo teacher received up to $1.3 million in bribes. $1.3 million, which is just amazing. Terrible that they did it.
I was reading about some of the names of people who were involved, and some of these people I don't know how they came up with this money.
Yeah.
Because some of them were they worked in shipping, or they were just doctors.
Yeah.
I know they make a lot of money, but they don't make enough to bribe people with hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars. So there must be like something else going on.
Yeah. It's just kind of weird to think about.
Yeah.
And like John Venomore, like he's a sailing coach. How does he come up with that one? Because he was like, he wasn't bribed by parents to do it. He was like, he was trying to bribe the colleges.
Like, I get some of them, like, for example, like John Wilson, he was a former executive of Staples and Gap, which are two massive brands. Like, I can see how he can get money, but I don't get how, like, some of these, like, unknown name people can really come up with that. Do you know if the students received any charges?
No, I don't think they did.
I think it's mainly the parents.
And the teachers that were.
Do you think they should receive anything? Like, should they be charged? Because, of course, they knew what was going on. It's not like...
Yeah, but, I mean, did they? Like, that's another, yeah, that's another thing. I know. Yes, I'm guessing.
Well, I mean, I bet, like...
I'm guessing they know they're not the brightest, so how do
they... know they're not the smartest, so how would they have gotten in?
Yeah.
I don't think you have to... You can look at it that way. I think you can look at... You're bribing someone to let you get in college, which is just way not fair. Because it puts people that... Well, very smart and like added
didn't get accepted in because there's not enough room.
Like stuff like that. I just don't think it's fair.
So it's like So I actually think they should be charged within like the next coming months.
Except if it's like the parents were involved with it, like with I keep bringing up John Venomore. If he is like the parents were involved in that when he was specifically trying to just get the student into college by bribing.
Do you guys have any last thoughts on the topic?
I don't think we do.
All right. Thank you for joining us. Bye.
See ya.